There we are. All right. What's going on, everybody? What's going on?
What's happening?
Welcome to 219 The Talk.
Yeah.
With none other than
JD the Barber
and Queenie. And we got our host getting themselves on in here. Blue gonna co-host tonight and try to keep from knocking over our camera. How about that? Okay, so this is our first live with 219 The Talk. 219 The Talk is about real issues. It's about real conversation. And it's not for the faint at heart. So I had to really pray before I really just let 219 The Talk be a video show. Okay?
Just put your seatbelts on. Buckle up.
Enjoy the ride. It's just what it is.
Take you on a trip.
First, we want to start off with the topic of John Legend and
Chrissy Teigen. Yeah, they lost a child. So we want to just say a shout out to them.
And a prayer
for their family.
Sending prayers up.
Exactly, but the thing about it is, I don't think that's the first time that's happened to them. I think she's miscarried before.
Well. I don't know. All I know is she's grieving right now.
Right.
Exactly. And she had posted on Twitter that she said going to the hospital with the baby and coming home without a baby.
Right.
She just can't even, deal. And it was a lot of negative
trolling
that happened. I was looking down the thread. I was like, why are these people? But like JD said, you're gonna have negative people.
Right.
You're gonna have people that say negative things.
Well, the thing about it is that unfortunately the world is full of cold and cruel people nowadays. Mm-hmm. There's the insensitivity, there's no empathy for others. There's no just say love for your fellow man anymore.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it has to stem from the climate of the culture right now.
Yeah.
With the Donald Trumpism going on and the foolishness that he has brought to light in America.
Right.
Because we have so many people who have come out of the woodworks as racist, as mean-hearted, mean-spirited people coming out. They feel like because Donald Trump is who he is and says what he says, that they have a leeway and a open space to say whatever they feel like saying. And doing whatever they feel like doing. And that's where they're dead wrong. I mean, we still have to be compassionate and caring for our fellow man, if nothing else, that makes you a human being.
Yeah.
And so many people are lacking in that right now in 2020.
That's right.
I hate to see it. I hate that happened to his family. But, we have to just pray for those who are the victims and those who are find it okay to say something crazy to people who have been
who are suffering,
who are
like one lady said, you're not the only one that's lost a child. I'm like, what?
That's like somebody saying, hey man, my head hurt, and you say, well, mine hurt too. So bro, I'm just letting you know that mine is hurt. I didn't ask you if yours hurt too. That's not what they're looking for, or it's just real lack of compassion in America right now.
Yeah, it really is.
And for that to be said was really
cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded, and I guess the best word I can think of is asinine. You know, and that's about as you know, as best I can say. Without going too far into, you know.
So we definitely want to just, like I say, send some prayers up, you know.
Right.
Say some positive things. If you're going to post it, then say something towards her healing. You know, I know sometimes people think because the people are superstars or whatever that we shouldn't have anything, you know, we can't relate.
Right, like life don't affect them the same way.
They
got money. What they got to do with anything about a child? Man, when you lose a child, you lose a child.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're the king of England or you on the streets.
Or the queen of sheep.
I'm telling you, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So we just want to pray for
them. Or in a mansion. It doesn't matter.
We just want to send some prayers up for them.
Right. But like I said, that stems from the Donald Trumpism that's going on in America right now, the lack of compassion, the lack of empathy, the coarseness, and the just the anger that you see in social circles now in our communities. And speaking of that, we have about 33 days left before we can vote this clown out.
My God.
So I want you to get out and vote. I don't care who you vote for. That's not my agenda is not to push you to vote Donald Trump or not to vote for Donald Trump. But my agenda is to go to the polls as an educated person and understanding what is at stake right now. Mm-hmm. Because right now, this is a pivotal election. We don't understand that Donald Trump, in the 4 years that he has been in office, he has elected or rather appointed 198 judges in different and two Supreme Court judges he has had an opportunity to appoint. Now, because he appointed them, some of them are going to be in office for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. And believe me, he was very strategic on who he appointed. So you have to understand that those people that he appointed support and have the same type of mentality Donald Trump has. And he has appointed more judges in his 4 years than a lot of presidents combined did in their terms. Only other president I think that appointed close to what he's appointed is Jimmy Carter. And you know, we saw how long it took to get past Carter and all his foolishness that he put into office. But you know, we're looking at, even with what he has done with just his 4 years, that it will affect the judicial system for probably the next 40 years. Mm-hmm. So we need to understand that we need to get out and vote. I hear so many black people
saying,
and
our power is not just in us out here. The protests are not coming against
people. Right, go ahead.
But I'm saying we got to understand that, put that power, put that voice, put that strong stand that you're taking in the polls.
You right. know what I'm saying? And the thing
in
about
the ballot
it is,
box.
The thing about it, I've heard so many black people say, well, man, look, I'm not voting for Biden or for Trump. They both are crooked and all that, all that, all this and that. Let me tell you something, man. I'm just going to say it, and you can be mad at me if you want to, but that is the most ignorant damn thing you can say, that I'm just not going to vote because neither candidate is worth my vote. Yeah. But guess what you have done? You have negated and nullified your damn self by not voting. You have no voice in it or say so. See, because you got to understand that with those judges and all that Trump has been able to put in office or appoint, he indirectly affects all of the judicial systems all over the United States because, you know, the appellate courts and things of that nature are governed by those judges that he's appointed. And when your son or your daughter is standing before a judge somewhere, And it's one of them judges that Donald Trump has put in place to make things harder on black people. I don't want to hear you crying when your son get 40 years for something he should have got 4 years for. You know, so we got to understand how our power and how our voice as voters is to be used.
Man.
We sit around and think that we're being smart and intellectual by hollering, well, I just ain't going to vote. Well, you are taking yourself out the system and you are being an idiot, because people have died, hung, bled, and burned for the opportunity and the right that's afforded to us as black people to be able to vote. So for you to say, I'm not voting, that is pure ignorance.
Pure ignorance.
And I hate to say that about my black people, but I hear it so often, so I don't know what else to call it. And I was so upset when Obama first term, when he got elected, that they had black people at the age of 80, 70 some odd years old, 80 some years old, saying that Obama's election or Obama's first term was their first time voting in their life. That is the craziest thing ever, because those people have had the right to vote for decades and did not exercise it until they saw a black candidate running for president. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard of. And let me tell you something. If you don't vote, you have no say-so in what happens to you after that, because you did not exercise or express your opinion in the ballot where it counted. So I just want to say, get out and vote. Whoever you vote for, vote. Just get there, be there at the polls. Get there and do some early voting if you can. So it don't be no mistake about who we trying to get in office and who we trying to get out. Because right now, America has an opportunity to do one of two things. We can either vote Donald Trump back in and show how he is the actual heartbeat of America, and we are cruel and we are racist by nature, that there is anger and animosity still for the black man in America and any other race that's not white. We can either show that, or we can show that we are who we say we are.
That's right.
The land of the free, the home of the brave. And we are a true melting pot as a nation, where we welcome all the, as they say at the bottom of the Statue of Liberty, your sinners, your huddled masses, your weak, your, you know, your destitute, you send them to us and we'll do, you know, this is the land of opportunity.
And this has always been a land that welcomed the stranger, that was kind to the stranger,
right,
and loved the widow. It was a Bible-based, Christian-based America.
Well, see,
and
the thing
when
about
they
begin
to take Jesus and out of the courthouses and out of the, you know,
right,
and begin to do those different things, now you see the condition of the world today, what it looks like today. Donald Trump is an example.
I see the thing about it is we have to understand something as black people. We are the only race of people that did not come here by choice. We were brought here on slave ships as captives. And we were hostages. We were kidnapped from Africa and brought here. And now they want nothing else after they have lived off the backs, the work of our backs, and gained all the economic jumpstart that they could off of free labor. Now they want to try to send us back or get rid of us, kill us off. But see, I tell people this, black people are all over the world. Every little corner you go in, we are there. We will never disappear from the face of the earth. And that's what makes white people so afraid, because they are becoming the minority on this earth, period. Not just in America, but on the earth. And see, the thing about it is, when you take 1 ounce of black blood and mix it with some white blood, there's no level of white person.
Oh yeah, they're
black.
You African American.
That's why black men are so hated by white people, because we, with our sperm, we have the ability to make them extinct. Think about it. If a white woman sleeps with a black man, they have a black baby. if a white man sleep with a black woman, they have a black baby. So we are the key to their extinction. So that's why they villainize black men so much, because we hold the key to get rid of them off the entire face of earth. Hey, on the 7.
Oh my goodness, y'all caught me off guard. I was thinking 7 o'clock. I'm glad I stay ready.
No, no, 6.
That's right. Stay ready. Stay ready.
That's why I tagged you guys early in the show. I mean, earlier today.
But 6 you o'clock. Didn't give me no time.
I tagged you because you even commented on the post.
Look, I'm in here cooking.
You might not have paid attention, but you.
Something I do very rarely here lately. I'm just cooking.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what you cooking?
What you got some gravy on over there?
Girl, I went old school with the okra, tomato, sausage, chicken, and shrimp. Ah,
a goulash.
I went there.
Yeah. You got shrimp. There. Did you put
with some finely chopped jalapeno peppers? I went there.
Oh yeah, yeah. She got it right.
Glory.
I need to show up with some Tupperware.
Glory.
Come on, just bring your plate. Bring your platter. It's enough. Yeah. Look, show up with some Tupperware. I cook enough for everyone. We're the pot of rice. Come on.
Hey, your mom. Sound like a winner.
Amazon needs to start shipping meals.
Amazon do shit.
Can you go over the owner's house and bring that to me? Amazon got an express service.
Look, I wanted a pie, so I got a frozen key lime pie.
No, she didn't.
I gotta stay fed up. I like your kind of fed up too.
Yes. But look, people, I've been dying to bring this up all day.
What you got?
Lord have mercy. What about this presidential debate? Come on, y'all. It was a comedy show. I don't think Kevin Hart or Dave Chappelle could have done any better. Come on now.
We was just talking about this Trump situation in America and people getting out and voting on this. I was trying to encourage our viewers and listeners to get they behind out and vote. I don't care who you vote for, but just vote.
Well, you know what? Us as a people, not voting is likened to being given a gift and not opening it and complaining nobody thinks about us.
Exactly.
People died for us to go, first of all, and cast a vote to make our opinion known and felt. So if you don't go, I mean, it's really, to me, that's treason. In my mind, you know, you gotta go vote. And I mean, as never before, we have got to go vote. Go pick somebody up. Take a car full when you go.
Exactly.
Not just you. Take people. Make sure we go out, because you know how Obama won two terms in a row. As he said, I put boots on the ground.
Exactly. There you go.
He was a people person. In my opinion, you know, really, I'm probably get bad feedback with this, but this is the way I feel. And really, truly, we do not have a candidate that stands out. So we are really choosing the lesser of two evils.
Well, let me explain something to you, owners. We have done that time and time again.
So true.
Because we have never really had a president in there that had an agenda geared toward black people. But we have to choose the lesser of the two evils.
Yes. And I'm not calling Biden evil. I mean, you know, he...
Let me tell you something. Politics is evil, period.
Hello. Because you lie. You're paid to lie to the American people.
Get in office. Then you got to keep lying to people to stay in office. So there's no, Donald Trump has not fulfilled all the promises he made to his constituents in his 4 years. So you had to know he was lying out of both sides of his mouth. So
he's not lying anymore. He's honest about what he's not going to do. He's not going to do anything. He's totally anti-ethnic. You know, let's just cover the whole spectrum. He's anti-ethnic.
If it ain't right to him.
But the reason I said politicians are politicians as a whole, I think I counted it up. One company is talking about laying off 48,000 people. Another company is talking about laying off. Well, they're not talking about it. They said that if they don't come up with another plan, which they rejected today, another stimulus package.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
48, 28, 12. These are three top companies, three big companies, mainly the airline, that are talking about laying off people or furloughing people.
Yeah, one of my classmates, she was over here the other day. She was, you know, the dark skin girl that was over here, Sonya, that went to Jones. She is an airline stewardess. And they laid her off. So, but luckily she had already started her own business because she's been off work because, you know, they were grounded.
Yeah.
She had been running her own business while she was home anyway. But they notified her like 2 days ago that she was laid off until further notice. And she's been a stewardess for over 15 years.
Well, they said today, I'm just in there looking at the news, they said over 179 million Americans. I didn't even know we had that many folks in America, look here, are in danger of just their utilities being disconnected. We're not talking about rent. We're just talking about utilities.
Right.
So, if we're depending on you, someone that we have elected and put in office to think of our concerns, us. We need you now. I don't know about you. I've been working since I was 14. So now, all the money, all the taxes that I've paid in, I think it would only be right that, hey, let's sign a bill. Let's help these people out. But, you know, they want to help certain people, but they really don't want to help everyone. But it took everyone to get us where we are now. So how can you set aside or...
I don't think she can hear me.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
How you say, eliminate people.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think, you know, but
right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, copy link.
Okay. Go there.
Oh, right there. Okay.
All
right.
I got you. Hold on, Onis.
Here we come.
Can she hear you?
Yes,
she can hear me. Okay. I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear and see you.
All right. Now, where I'm going, baby?
You waiting for the screen. Just wait for it.
Okay. Okay. My bad. Right there, huh?
Right there.
Now what I need to do.
All right, just going in the studio.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
Right here,
right.
Mm-hmm. James, I thought you would be a pro at this now.
Girl, this is my technical support right here. This old pretty woman right here is my technical support.
Your producer and director, huh?
Yeah, man. Look, this is my boss, my parole officer, my everything on it.
Well, it's good to have a helpmate. It's always good to have a helpmate.
Yeah, she would keep me in line.
Well, that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, I ain't got no problem with it. Look.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I want to be kept.
I know, that's right.
So let's dive into your last comment so we can get back on track. Because we have a comment from Joshua Hedges says, and they forgot about the bus company. And then he said, and some of the ones that they're helping didn't even have a job. So
that's true. That's true.
But look, this whole, let me tell you something. This whole situation has been messed up with the COVID-19 thing and all that, because you had so many people who were making more money being off work than they were working.
Let me comment on that. Did y'all know that some states, that a lot of people, you have to qualify for a minimum of a dollar through your state's unemployment benefits in order to get the extra federal money? So in a lot of instances, and I know a lot of people say, oh, they was getting $600 a week. But what you don't realize that some states, some people were getting $2, $1 a week. However, they were getting contributions, $1 a week, $2 every 2 weeks, $5, $10. But if they weren't getting that little amount, they did not qualify for the $600. So in a lot of cases, the $600 was all they were getting. And I know people say, you know, well, they will get, you know, in addition to what you were getting every week, you're getting $600 on top of it. But further research, I found that a lot of people, that was all they were getting. That's all. They just had to get that dollar to qualify for the federal benefits. So in all, hey, I mean, if you're behind and you're constantly running to catch up, $600 really is not no money when you really look at it.
You're right.
Some of us, you know, I work the phones. I work the phones. And a lot of these people still haven't seen their money.
Yeah. This has really been just an ignorant situation. That's all I can say. That's why I don't understand how people talk about they not going out and vote. Because all of this stuff that happened is because of our president being ill-prepared for a pandemic such as this. And the groundwork was laid before this pandemic.
Yes, it was.
Before Obama left office, he had already put in place a lot of the procedures and things that needed to be taken care of in order to fight against a pandemic so it wouldn't get so bad in the United States. Donald Trump single-handedly, him and his cronies, went in there and single-handedly dismantled everything that Obama had put in place. So therefore, we ended up with this pandemic affecting the United States a lot harder than it really had to.
That, and they not wanting to help the American people and not wanting to stay closed long enough to rectify the situation. Now you're opening stuff up. Half the country is open and half the country is not. So that contributes to pure chaos.
But the thing is, if they had shut the country down before it had gotten so widespread, it would have never spread out so wide, you know, as far as, you know, having to be so drastic and having to be out of work so long and shut down the economy.
We had Christmas to get through. They had the holidays. They couldn't miss that holiday money.
And you know what? You are absolutely right. You're absolutely right, because it should have been shut down last year in about September or so when they first found out.
Well, think about it here, Houston. It's kind of cooling down. It's not, you know, it's not as hot as it normally is.
Right.
So what does that trigger? That triggers colds, allergies,
cold season.
What does that do? That creates a chaotic situation with your immune system. So what does that do? That allows things to come in if you're not careful and attack your immune system.
Exactly.
Our biggest threat right now, what? Flu and COVID. So what are we going to do? We still got people out and about. And I'm sorry. some of these germs, a mask is not gonna help. Some of these germs older than all of us put together, they bypass a mask, you know. So, you know, it's just, what do you do? What, let me ask you this. If you were in office and you had control of the situation, I want you to tell me what you would do.
Well, first of all, I would have left those doctors in place and had them working on a vaccine for it. First of all, I would have used better judgment and shut it down when it first started, rather than let it expand and for so many people to get infected before we try to stop it. That's what I would have done. But, you know, I'm not the president. I just live on Herschel Wood.
Well, you're an American.
Exactly. And I have a problem called common sense.
Well, you know, he wasn't qualified. He was somebody on reality
TV. Right, know? He's rich. And, he's filthy rich. And he racist. He's rich and racist. That was his qualification. Rich
and racist. And come to find out, he's been broke. He ain't never had no money.
Well, he can borrow. He can borrow $400 million. I've never been able to borrow $400.
But $400 million is $100 million in debt, principal.
Right.
Principal. Right. Who do we owe that money to? Nobody knows who he owes that money to. That's the thing. See, I was listening the other night, late night CNN. I think it was Don Lemon that's on CNN.
Man.
He said, you know, they broke it down. $750 paid in income tax 2 years ago, I think it was.
Right. But, well, it's the last 2 years he's paid it while he's been in as a president.
Yeah.
The last 2 years, that's what he's paid.
And then 1 year, he got a $40 million refund. How you do that?
You got some. What they call them, deductions for real, don't you?
Oh, they was telling about his deductions, his haircuts, his manicure, pedicures, all kinds of things, you know. And but you're telling people that you should pay some kind of taxes regardless of your tax bracket.
Right.
But what really befuddles me is this is not just rumors. This is stuff that they are proven, written down, black and white, everybody telling off on him, and the support that he still has in America. That right there is what really befuddles me.
Hold on. Let me explain something to you. Honest. Donald Trump is an idiot, first of all. Let's just get that taken care of. Second of all, most of the people who support Donald Trump are idiots as well. And the thing about it is, let's just be honest, because they had a video that they were showing on YouTube. You go in there and watch it. It's one of them guys that works for Don Lemon off a CNN show. That Daily Show, I think it is, something they call it. But anyway, they were at a Trump rally. And they were asking these white people how they felt about Obamacare. Right? And they were like, no, we don't need that Obamacare. That's unconstitutional. Blah, 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 blah. They were going off about it being Obamacare. And then he said, well, how do you feel about the Affordable Health Care Act? Oh, yeah, we need that. That's exactly what we need. Fool, Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act is the exact same damn
exact
thing.
Exact same thing.
And he's a news reporter?
Yeah. That just goes to show you.
America's in trouble. We are truly in trouble. Goes to show
you the mental capacity of the Trump supporters that are out there at those rallies. And I mean, this wasn't one person that asked that. This was person after person after person after person. I was like, are you serious? These people are really that retarded?
Yes.
And they are out there at these rallies with their signs. You got black people out there at them rallies. I say, boy, Lord have mercy. So we have to understand that there is a curse called ignorance festering in the United States. There are so many uneducated pollers that go out and vote that don't even, you know, even research what they're voting for.
Who they're voting for and what they're voting for.
They just follow what the masses are saying and vote that way. And that's what got Donald Trump in the office.
So,
because so many black people did not show up for the voting with Hillary being, you know, in there.
That's because she was trying to distance herself from Obama.
Exactly.
That was her biggest mistake.
One of the biggest mistakes she could have ever made.
I bet she won't make it no more.
Well, she ain't gonna get a chance to run. Hillary,
yeah, because she had a nervous breakdown. Yeah, she lost it.
Praises a Bessie boy right about now.
They had to call on serious medication for her. She really lost it.
Exactly.
Yeah, she went underground for about what, 2 years? Yeah. She
somewhere smoking some good weed right now.
Hello. Yeah.
So what do y'all think about what you know, the controversy about what Trump said, you know?
What did he call them?
White folks killed. That's what I think about. Trump gonna get these white folks killed, man.
What did he call them? The good boys?
Proud boys. You look them up.
They got a whole
bunch of videos of the Proud Boys. They are another group of white supremacist hicks.
What I think he tried to trigger, we all know that our people are out protesting for civil rights.
Exactly.
They're out there in the streets. So if you call your Proud Boys out in the streets, what's going to happen?
Huh. A bunch of Proud Boys going to be some dead boys.
Well, they're going to clash. And it's going to be casualties on both sides. You know, it's going to be casualties on both sides. And it's sad because you, supposedly the leader of this great nation, you got your little subliminal message sending it out to these people to go out here and clash with a group of people that you know are already sensitive to, you know, being treated unfairly, being shot down in the streets. So it's gonna be chaos, just mass chaos. It's so unnecessary.
Am I right about it?
What's that?
I say sometimes to have real peace, you got to have real war.
They did in the Bible.
Exactly. And when you have war, there are casualties.
On both sides,
exactly.
That's true.
Yes, black people are getting to the point where we're fed up with it. We're not going to take it anymore. And if they keep pushing and striking matches, the powder keg is going to blow.
Well, what really befuddles me is it's so blatant.
Their actions
are so blatant.
They cannot deny
their actions. They cannot, again, Breonna Taylor, what is going on with that? How crazy can you get? Whose side is this district attorney? Whose side is he on?
The white side?
Evidently.
Yeah. The white side usually end up being the right side, and black people getting tired of that.
I don't believe it. Maybe it's something, you know, behind the scenes that we're missing, but I don't see it. Regardless of the situation, they had a no-knock warrant. So her boyfriend, he shot at them. She did not shoot at them. They killed her wrongly. She was caught in the middle of a situation. But who gave you the warrant?
They had 12 people. Out of 12 people that they interviewed, only one person said that they heard the police announce themselves. So if some, I don't know about you, but if somebody come and just kick my door in, I'm shooting first. I'm not gonna ask who you are.
That's true. That's true.
Fire off on your behind. If I got a gun, if I got a gun, and he was legally carrying that gun, that was his gun that he shot at the police. He shot one time, and they shot 100, and did not stop shooting. Yeah, so they were definitely all the way wrong on so many levels. If they did announce themselves,
nobody heard
loud enough for anybody else to hear.
They didn't announce themselves.
Yeah, but they are trying to do the same thing in Texas here, get rid of those no-knock warrants, because they say those are unconstitutional. And they always end up with chaos and casualties with these no-knock warrants.
Well, wasn't that a no-knock warrant that they executed here a couple of years ago and killed the man and his wife, and now the whole police division?
That's the one that's come up in Texas where they're trying to get rid of the no-knock warrants after that. Yeah, they end up going to the wrong damn house with that.
Was it the wrong house, or was it, I believe it was CIs that knew too much that they needed to get rid of?
Probably was. It probably was.
Yeah, you didn't know what.
Well, it probably was the execution.
I think. Even killed the people's dog. I mean, was that necessary? Even the dog got caught up. He was, you know, in every situation, it's innocent bystanders.
Right.
The dog wasn't selling drugs or whatever. He was just caught up. He was just there.
Listen, the carrier.
Come to find out, them people ain't never sold an aspirin out that house.
Hello.
Drugs.
That's just, it's terrible. As my pastor say, it's praying time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
It is praying time. You know, not everything is uncertain. Everything is so uncertain, you know. You have to be mindful. You have to, every time I go out the door, I'm looking around, see what's going on, see what's been changed around me. And this is supposed to be a very quiet neighborhood, but it takes one bad apple to ruin the whole bushel. Just one bad apple.
You better know it, Mom.
My neighbor said that she just moved in over here, and she said that the people next door, I guess, are selling drugs. I don't know. Who knows what the conflict was? But she's just saying what she heard. And they shot his dog and told him, next time it's going to be you.
Whoa.
Well, hey, let me tell you something. That drug game is much, much different than the way it used to be. They are ruthless and killing one another, because I guess the money is short out there in the streets now, too. So, that's not a game you want to get. See, they don't tell you about that part of the game.
You know. Well, it used to be the Jamaicans that we were scared of, you know, out here in the streets, you know. They were notorious for just coming through and just taking everybody out. It didn't matter. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is Queenie's little blue pit. He is a handful.
He looks like he quite active.
Oh, he ain't been like 3 months old, so he's a fool right now.
Hey, baby. Oh, Lord. So what does Penny have to say?
Oh, man.
Penny don't want no parts of it. She mad. She over there mad sulking right now.
What?
She
hot as she mad at all I do. Every time she see him, she can't
say
stand.
Hi. Since you want to be up here, say hello.
Oh, say my hi. Goodness, how pretty. Look, he like, hey, this is me right here. Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness.
Say that while you're up here.
Well, you my baby have the best where I put Penny on medication. It's getting serious, y'all. Penny don't need some medication. Penny says she's too old a dog to be played with like a puppy. She
yeah, Penny ain't playing
with good. Hey, look. He loved to play with the owners, and she'll play for a second and let him do what he's going to do, and then she starts snapping at him. She know how to get him up off of him. But in a minute, he's going to be too big for her to be snapping
at. Yeah,
he's
going to be too big.
Baby, he's going to just put that big paw upside of him.
Exactly. But that's when I'm going to beat the brakes off of him then.
Lord, it's gonna be trouble in paradise. Trouble in paradise.
I'm gonna grab Blue and start running.
I'm gonna catch both of them. I'm gonna fall her down, as they say in the country.
Don't fall me down.
I'm gonna fall you down. I'm gonna triple on me, and Blue gonna go rolling down the street with her.
No. I'm gonna tell you this: when Blue get older, and he recognize her as his master, he will go to the grave for. I've seen it. They don't play. They've seen it. I don't know who's worse, that breed or German Shepherd. Because when they recognize you as their master, that the hand that feeds them.
I've been a shepherd before too. You're right. The shepherds are serious.
Well, come on then.
See,
come on.
Doing too much. See?
Exactly. Yeah.
He want to be in the camera. He got something to say.
Yeah.
So, okay, y'all. Let's talk about, in light of the pandemic and what's going on in the world today, how you think the holidays are going to go?
Oh, my God.
How do you think?
I know one thing. I'm going to eat good.
Oh, I'm gonna eat good.
My days are Thanksgiving and New Year's. I stopped being a big Christmas person a long time ago because I've lost friendship behind not being able to give people gifts. So I'm not a big Christmas person. I mean, well, I recognize the birth of Christ, that I recognize, but right. Who said he had to be born in December?
Right. I my thing is this, though, Onis. If my friendship is contingent on getting you something for Christmas, then we ain't friends no more.
So well, I have. I've lost friends. People, it's like, hey.
You ain't lost friends. You lost dead weight.
Basically, because I'm like this. I'm big on people's birthday. Those that are close to me, I like to celebrate right. People's birthday because that right. Means something to you.
Exactly. Yeah.
And to me, the holidays are too commercialized. Everybody wants to get drunk, party.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the birth of Christ. If you're celebrating the birth of Christ, we need to keep it in perspective.
Exactly. So that's what I was about to say. I understand that's the reason for the season.
Yeah. I think this year, if that people don't get stimulus checks, these merchants are gonna go under. And that's the truth.
Because if they don't get that $1,200 up.
Yeah, they're not gonna have no money to spend. It's not happening.
Gonna be some problems, baby.
My only issue with Christmas is when people give me like a Santa.
I know where she was going with this.
When people give me a Santa Claus mug or Santa, and I'm like, I can't use this at no other time but Christmas.
No.
It made me question what was your real motive behind
it. It wasn't a motive. It was just to say I gave you something.
Yeah, and I'm like, I can't use it. I mean, I can use it at another time, but why would you?
Christmas all year round, you and your Santa Claus mug.
Every time they come, I'm going to say I'm drinking out of Santa Claus mug.
That's it. Yeah, that's my Christmas present. Yeah. Or an ugly sweater.
You drinking out of Santa Claus mug on the 4th of July.
Yeah. Or an ugly sweater. What can you do with an ugly sweater? an ugly Christmas sweater, because you know now's the big thing. All the job, all the workplaces that I've worked at, the past 4 or 5 years, they have an ugly sweater contest. Really?
We did ugly sweaters for our family kitchen too last December. We did ugly sweaters.
Yep.
Sure, yeah, my sweater had hair on it. I don't know what.
Jingle bells and all kinds of stuff on it.
Ooh, that thing was ugly. My God, I'm gonna post a picture, family picture, but it was a mess.
Yeah, if they don't get these stimulus checks on these merchants, hey, Neiman Marcus is in trouble. Hey, yep. They talking about going under Bed and Bath. What is it?
Oh, I'm already closed.
Yeah, they closing up. JCPenney.
They call it out of business.
You're going to stick a fork in them because they're going to be dead, baby. They're going to be done.
Yeah, Palais Royal is gone completely.
Yes.
When you shut the world down and show people that they can live without some things, you shut the gate.
You can't expect them to jump start
the
again.
The only thing people want to see for Christmas is each other. They ain't worried about no gift. They just want to see each other. So you're right. Everything about to close down.
Yeah. We're going to be, you know, and they're talking about having virtual dinners, virtual family dinners, you know, okay. I'm going to be too, you know what, if you want to set up on Zoom and watch me pig out, okay. All right.
You hear me, owners? Huh? I'm up a bunch of dollar store gifts and pass them out this year.
Hello. That's it.
That's why I'm crafting right now.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm right now. You better get ready.
I ain't doing virtually nothing. I'm gonna show up on Thanksgiving. How about that? I'm gonna show up with my plate.
They gotta show up at my house.
All I want to worry about is some cornbread dressing and some cranberry sauce. That's all I need.
And I'm doing my sweet potato pies. I'm doing my cheesecake and my pecan pies.
I am having a stuffed fried turkey done.
What?
I fry turkeys every year, owners. I got one in my freezer already, ready to talk.
My brother
does a turkey.
Yeah.
A stuffed fried turkey?
No, a turducken.
No, we done already talked about that. No.
Honestly, no.
It's fair.
That's too much. And the duck
got integrated into other people's society just a little bit too much. That's proof.
I got a question though for you on it.
I was like, and old people say that's too much.
That's doing too much.
I got a question for you on this because this is a question that has been asked on 219 Talk since we started this show. And you're new to the show, so we need to get your feedback.
You sure about that?
Yes.
All right, come on.
How do you feel about raisins in the potato salad?
Oh, girl!
No, look how she laughed back.
Come on, Oni.
If I walked up in somebody's house and see raisins in the potato salad, the first thing I would think is that they have rats. And the rats have done their business in the potato salad. Come on now, really? No. Every level possible. Gourmet, ghetto, cuisine, Cajun, Southern. No. Who do that?
Why would you do that?
Why would you do it?
You don't want nobody to eat it.
Yeah,
you just want to mess up some potatoes.
And I was telling some of the other co-hosts, I say, and another thing, if you bring food to a family gathering and when you leave, your container is still full, top still on it.
Don't you bring that.
Don't cook next time.
Don't bring that
you
no
need
more.
To stick with paper plates.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get the paper plate. You bring paper plates and cups.
Bring drinks.
Yes. Every cup of tea you made at home.
Consumable item you need to venture out on is some drinks. Yes. Water. Water. You can't go wrong with water. No.
Oh my Lord.
But you know what? I don't know what kind of cooking shows they be. Who introduced that?
I have no earthly idea.
Raisins in the potato.
Who was the first cook to do that? That's what I want. I'm like, oh, who was that?
Who brought it?
All I know, it was brought to my attention that some people put raisins in potato salad. I said, none of that was a violation.
Nothing in there coincides with raisins. Look, raisins and prunes, those go together. You know, right. We don't even eat raisin bran on a regular basis. What do you eat? Raisin bread, raisin bran.
Right.
Look, honest. LaWanda Williams say, thank God I can cook. I know that's right. Some folks that just be just listen, and I feel like this. Don't try out. Don't test. I don't know how to put it. If you just learn how to make it,
it's your first time.
Don't test that nowhere. Let's start with it.
Eat your own damn mistake
at the house. In case you fall out at the house from
right. Or catch hives or something. You know, you can
look, let's just start with boiling water. You boil some water, and then you start out with one egg in that water. Okay? Right. If you can't cook, you know, some people have
master that, then you start working on something else.
Yes. Then you move, you know, it's levels to this thing. There's a lot of levels to it. Don't do that. But you know, why embarrass yourself? You come into a whole house full of your folks, you know your folks crazy, and you're gonna come with some potato salad with some raisins in it. You look and you want your feelings hurt.
You better not never show up at none of my family function with no potato salad with raisins.
With raisins.
You going home crying with that pan. And them damn raisins.
You gonna get your feelings hurt. You already know. Ask somebody. Ask Big Mama to fix something.
Wait. Look.
Oh, they got to have that flap on the back of their arm too.
The one that she said most people who can't cook in my family bring the Brooks's chicken. A Walmart case.
That's it.
Thank you, LaWanda. Yeah.
That's safer than some potato salad with raisins.
That's way safer.
Read a book. I got a whole shelf full of cookbooks.
Or just be overactivity.
Call Big Mama. Big Mama tell you, baby.
You bring the forward cold.
Bring a pinch of that.
Play spade or the domino. Don't you come in here with no food. Yeah, that's your problem.
Now, y'all know I can't leave this alone without saying this. Why is the one that don't bring nothing to leave the most plate?
Because, every time it never fails.
Brought them, but they damn appetite.
I ain't brought nothing.
32 teeth, 30 and an attitude.
Look, and honest, then want a plate for the cake and this, then want a plate for meat.
Yeah, don't want their food touching. I don't like my food touching.
Yeah. Honest. What about your cousin when they be putting plates in the car all day?
All day long.
To the car with two plates at a time. That means he got 12 damn plates in that car.
Yeah. That's
cousin KK. That's cousin KK. And her man didn't want to come because her family don't like him. So, you know, feed him nevertheless. Yeah, he didn't come because y'all don't like him. So, but I still going to feed my man. That's my man.
You don't like him because he don't work.
That's KK.
And he drive your car all day.
You ain't gonna have no foil when she leaves. Yeah, you ain't gonna have no foil.
Look.
Even the bread bag's gonna be gone, because whatever way she can tote it off, she is gonna tote it off. I have seen it happen year after year after year.
That's exactly what it is. Toting it off.
Yes. In her car.
My grandma, Chevy Chevette.
Yes. You're so roguish behind out my kitchen.
The one to say them raisins I can't see. My grandma would have a fit.
Where do we come up with some of this stuff? We try to integrate what hasn't been done wrong for years. Okay. Soul food is always right. Then we start trying to integrate and get sophisticated and we mess up stuff.
Right.
Well, let's go get.
And that's what it is. Let a turkey be a turkey. Let a duck be a duck. And potato salad be potato salad.
I'm with you on.
All right, one last comment before we get off of here. Just come in again. We want to thank our super fan, LaWanda. We want to thank Joshua Henley. LaWanda says, "The ones who can't cook come with their foil in their purse."
Good.
The biggest bag they got.
Yeah, Tupperware in the car.
Wait.
They got Tupperware in their purse and in the car.
Wait, I got to read this one, though. I promise we're going to go. My aunt tried to hide a cake one year under a bed and forgot about it. We found it months later. My God.
Oh, my Lord.
My God. Holding
everything
now. By the time,
I'm gonna say that thing had hair on it and all kind of stuff happened by then.
My Lord,
I bet you was green. I don't care what color it was when it started, it was green.
Well, come on over, y'all. Supper almost ready. Come on. Yes, we're gonna sit around the table and we're gonna do what has held our people together for many a years. This is my last comment on my way out of here, back to the kitchen. We eat food and family. That's what has held us together for years. You know, food is something. My mother had 9 kids. Food meant nothing to us. 3-4 more children showed up. Get them babies a plate and we keep on stepping. Because you know what? Beans and spaghetti went a long way on a small person.
You better know it did. In my household, we were sick of chicken. My mama made chicken, fried chicken, baked chicken, chicken noodles, chicken. I was like,
chicken and dumplings.
Chicken and rice, chicken gravy.
But it held body and soul together every day. Yeah. That's why we're here today.
Every part of chicken, baby, the damn beef.
Hey, I'm a sick chick today.
I need every part of the damn chicken but the beef.
Come on,
between my grandmother and my mom and them and Angus.
Come on.
Oh my God, I need every part of the chicken but the damn beef.
And you're like,
what? And the feathers. I ain't never seen them make a feather for a custody either.
No.
Yeah, feather.
All I can say is God has been good to us. So we may not have had what we wanted, but we got what we needed and it held us together. So I thank them for that.
All right. Well, we signing out. This is Queenie.
And JD the Barber.
And on it, on us.
Amen.
And we'll see y'all next week.
Next week.
Thank you. Later. 219 and talk. 219 and talk. 219 and talk. 219 and talk. Let's go. 219. Yeah, 219. Yeah, 219 and talk.